I'll miss it. We have to see.
It's on all week.
Oh.
Well, the hornets are swarming.
Call up that.
Call us aggravation. That'd be interesting. Nonetheless, the prophets of Baal and Ashtaroth.
I remember when he preached that message.
Who?
Don, on about 3 years ago.
Well, not exactly.
He preached on Mount Carmel.
Oh yeah.
And the whole thing was that, you know. Well, now he's.
Now he is the one.
Now he's gone up to Ahab and said, now I'm going to trouble in Israel. Call up the prophet of Baal.
Well, I thought about it, you know. If it came right down to the end, we don't want to get down to it. I'd tell him first off, you proved to me that God died. Until then, we don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah.
You proved to me that God died from the scriptures, and the scriptures alone. Until then,
time. Yes, it is. Time has come.
Yes, I heard Russ got a quotation from Walter Martin where he says he died in human nature.
He's been reading our arguments. I hear Walter throw out. He's trying to talk about, well, son and humanity and father, but it doesn't relate to before. Those are temporal terms.
I read a book.
I think he's listening to Don's teaching. He's starting to use the same term. Good, maybe he'll catch it sometime.
Maybe.
Friend had me read
that. That'll be harder.
You probably read that book on it. It's called The Trinity, I think.
Bigger Step?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that.
And he's got the Assembly of God minister had me, he wanted me to read that, you know, read particular sections of it. And in there, he has this marvelous proof that Jesus is Jehovah.
I know, one chapter is devoted to that.
And it's beautiful. He does a marvelous job of it.
Yeah.
And he said, and he wanted me to read these other chapters. And I said, and so when I talked to him about it, he said, what do you think of it? I said, well, I think he did a great job of proving that Jesus is Jehovah the Old Testament. I don't agree with his conclusions that he comes to at the end because they don't have any relationship to that. You know, Jesus is Jehovah the Old Testament. Therefore, there is a Trinity. That's essentially what he does.
That's what he does.
You know, when you boil it down. And you're going, no, doesn't follow.
Right. That's what Weed says, and he shows the Granville Sharp rule, and he says, you know, Jesus and God are one and the same person. And he says, therefore, there's a Trinity.
Yeah.
See, in other words, like his mind. His mind, he was proving that Jesus was the second person of Godhead.
Yeah.
He had to buy nature.
Flowers are blue, grass is green, therefore there's a Trinity.
Yeah. Today is Sunday, today is not Sunday, therefore the moon has made a green tea.
Another classic proof.
That's a valid argument, by the way. Inconsistent, but valid. In order to get a contradiction in the premise, that anything follows. Okay. Anything and everything. Just because of the way you find it.
Realign.
Oh, I see.
Somewhere after one.
Okay, well, so much for logic. Let's get back to
back to Hebrews. So much for logic.
You know the way to do this. I'll first put the Hebrew words down in English, but the same as always.
Cut that all like heavy and obvious.
What's easier to see from there? The yellow chalk or the white?
They won't allow you to use yellow if you're going his way.
Oh, they got yellow up there.
Well, that's because Sunday school keeps violating the policy.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll stay in the policy then.
And also, not Sunday school.
They took away all the fancy colors, didn't they?
Took away all of them, the yellow.
They used to have purple and all kinds of green and stuff up there. They used to have nice, beautiful diagrams.
Oh, yeah, we have some more than that.
Trying to correct them.
After Friday, it's all going to be a thing of the same.
Not for very long. We'll all be back here again, most of us.
Yeah.
And out here, we'll be doing the same thing elsewhere.
That's true.
Ooh. dictionary form. Yeah. Even though I say to run, I don't want the infinitive form.
No, I mean, do you want the official dictionary form or the perfect form?
Oh, I see. We just want the perfect form, or I see what you're saying. Yeah, just the perfect form. I see what you're saying. Well, just use the real perfect form on it. On a hollow verb and so forth. Just don't worry about the letter on a hollow verb. In other words, each one of them is on your vocabulary. Thank you. Okay, number one, Yaakov, of course, Jacob, proper name. Number two, Reach, the what?
Friend.
Friend or companion. Yes. Number three, Amek, valley or lowland. Atta, which is what?
Now.
Now, then, or and so then. And so then. Adon, should get that one, Lord or Master. Okay. And Megurim, residence, place where one sojourning place. Shop, to what place or set? What place or set? Ana, what? To answer, right, to answer. Rake, empty, worthless, or idle. Empty, worthless, or idle, any one of those fine. And Okay, any questions? Those are all worth 2 points. Like before.
Number nine, we accept waste or desolate or useless.
That's all right, yeah. That's right. Okay. This next section, 3 points each, remember as before, 1 point off for every spelling error, every letter wrong, letter or vowel point would be 1 point off. 1.5 point for dagesh.
Okay, so we'll write those.
Okay, to hate the name. Don't forget the dot up here. The sheen rather than the sheen. 1 point, that's the other one. Okay, distant or far. Rock hope. There. To pursue, chase, or persecute is radaf. Regular three continental verb. Pit or cistern would be bore. I just remember by boring the pit.
Boring the pit,
dig a hole.
Yeah, digging a hole. Okay, to run, rat.
Race.
Race, yeah, maybe think of that.
Rat.
That's the way I used to remember it. It's funny though, I think back on how I associated those, and now I don't associate as much anymore. Once you learn it, you know. It's just when you're first learning it, you have to get an association. After a while, I just associate with Hebrew. I don't
know. That's right, yeah. They don't show it in English with Hebrew. They would show it under its... under its root. Yeah, okay. Otherwise, it means with pieces of.
Oh. Okay. Two. The feminine form of number two. And behold, the DNA. I guess probably his book would mean nothing. It's that a big zero.
That does all work.
I don't want to be too hard on it. Okay. To ask, inquire, or request to be Sha'al. And to flee is not, and to weep or mourn is baka. Don't forget both of these are commas on the page. Okay. Questions? Please score the paper 50 points maximum. Number of points is 50.
I have a score of that.
If you want to work as many, that'd be fine.
The vowel points
Foul points count 1 point.
One.
Okay. And the dog ace counts.
Dog ace counts half. This is dog ace that I put in anyway.
The gold instead of the cherry.
I'm just a dog ace, I'm sure. Sure, that's your time. How do you spell quiz?
K-W-I-Z.
Another thing,
right? Phonetic.
Q-I-Z. Q-U-I-Z.
Going back.
Okay. Back to English. Here we go.
The cold wow here is inside. I don't know. You probably have to do with the vocalic diet. Vocalic wows. I don't need to get the sound.
Quiz.
Really interesting. But then you'd have a schwa there.
Run.
You'd have to play that game like Cheyenne there.
Yeah.
make it a sound schwa.
Hey, do we have all the papers? They translate with roots.
Mm-hmm.
In the participle, and guard. It's actually runner, mm-hmm. but they call it a guard. But they also translate as post.
Post?
Oh, I can't see. The letters were sent by post. By runner.
Post. Those kind of posts, okay.
I read this one here, and it said, one post shall run to meet another post.
That's what you call a real figure of passage.
Don't stand still, but they're the runner.
I don't know. I believe anyone needs it. Well, we want to finish up lesson 34. We had just a little bit more on this reading, and then we'll get into 35 here. If we have time, we can start. I'm kind of undecided. We've only got tomorrow. I probably better start with you today after we finish this. Just to be safe.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to take us very long, but you never know.
Well, last time we got to that short, and we ended up 12 and 2 chapters.
Yeah, okay. We'll go ahead. We don't get the 35 language.
I remember that.
We'll be right at 35 next semester. Okay.
We did do good, didn't we?
Yeah, we did real well, because I thought we'd only gotten to 35 before, but we only got to about 32 or less before.
And do you honestly feel that we know this?
Oh, yeah, I really do. Just from judging from your reading and from the tests and so forth, I think, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind. You got better grasp than me.
I'm sure that extra day has helped.
Yeah, time is well spent. We didn't really get much, we got a little bit further, but not much further.
Yeah, but the kinds of questions we're asked.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, when you get a.
You guys.
Yeah, we do have some more question askers in this class, but I've always had problems with that. And these questions have been more intelligent questions than. And we're usually not asking a question about what we've already just covered, but you're asking a question about what are the implications of that, and what, you know, I almost have to always say, well, we'll get to that later. But the thing that pays off, if you get a good broad understanding, you can go much faster in the second year when we start translating and so forth. Because otherwise I have to take a lot more time for review. I don't think I'm going to have to take as much time for review next year as I did before.
How many are going to be here next year?
How many are going to be in this class next year?
So far,
we're all the annual. Wish we had a computer, one of those things, a screen, you know, we could tune in the Swiss students, you know, and have them sitting there. Bob had to drop. His job changed on me. He had a shift change. He was over that. Felt bad with that. What's there? Yeah, he talked to me here last weekend. Yeah, I know. That is so bad because he was almost through the first year.
Always trying.
So I don't know if we work anything out with him or not on tape.
After all, what do you learn in Bible college anyway? I just read the Bible for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know. They'll do the same thing if you want to.
In Bob's case, I don't know if he was reading.
Surprised how easy they are to go ahead and put his brother and brother down. They really are.
Okay. Well, it looks like most of you will be back anyway. We should be able to have enough to make it go, although we, you know, Don's policy has been once you start, you know, even if we only have a few in the second year. I remember times in the second year when I was the only student in class. Two guys would be absent.
That is tough.
Yeah.
Have to answer the whole reading assignment.
course, you're allowed to do that in court anyway. You can get agreement with your.
I think you can in certain in English.
You can change yeah. person and birth tense so you can keep it in your sentence. From an indirect quote.
Mm-hmm.
It's really little use.
Kind of, it just depends. See, the idea of direct or indirect quote is mainly an English idea.
Yes.
You know, how we're going to translate it. And finally, more back there. To say anything about it there, just says introduce quotation.
Long way back from chapter 9.
It's been a while. May not be defining it that way.
So what's that? Maybe where we had our first reading. Here it is. Introduces a direct quotation after verbs of saying. Okay. It has no translation.
It has no translation.
Not even English.
Okay. So they're calling it direct. So, in a sense, you know, it just depends on how you're defining it.
But here we've got like more after a verb of hearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The next sentence then. Is there any other questions on that? Okay, yes, Eric.
I dreamed a dream,
and the footnote down here gives the, you know, the also goes with both there, so it goes with the participle. I dreamed a dream, and there is not one to interpret it, and the one to interpret is your participle, but then since it's got a verbal property to it, it can take an object.
Is that the
Othello
you're talking about?
Is that the Othello you're talking about?
I was thinking of the last line, the quote.
Okay, it's the same thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Only now you've got the construct.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of subject to the infinitive construct.
Mm-hmm.
Object.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next sentence. Who's up next, Jim?
Why?
Just a little line there.
Waya'an Yosef and Paro. Lemor, Elohim, Yahaneh, Es Shalom, Paro. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, God grant the peace of Pharaoh.
Okay, God grant the peace of Pharaoh. Okay. It could either be a wish or a will grant, you know, and it gives you, in the rare sense, grant. So it's kind of a justice type of an idea in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
Let God grant.
The old king live forever.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Could you translate the as of the whip?
Well, let's see.
God grant with peace to Pharaoh, or you need a permission?
Well, probably not, because you do have shalom in construct, and you can tell that. It was shalom, so it's shalom. So you know it's in construct with the other. And that would be the object of what's being granted.
Peace.
I don't know if it really make any sense. God will grant with the peace of Pharaoh. It wouldn't really just fit. Okay, next sentence. Just go to the end of the first line.
To the period?
Yeah, to the period.
Vayehi acharei. Shama'o Ed Chalom Pero Paro
Wayomer
Yosef Ed Asher Ha Elohim.
Okay.
And afterwards,
And after he heard, Pharaoh agreed. Joseph said, now that this phrase is a little puzzling about. Yeah, I would say that. Jim says that which.
Okay. We'll accept that.
That
you will.
That which the Lord.
Pardon the people of God. Something to do or to do nothing. Kind of quite a creepy thing. You almost get him in a new. You almost get a mellow in here, that which the Lord is about to do, and you know they don't really say it that way, but literally that which the Lord is doing, but it's got this imminence. You see, he's saying that which the Lord is doing.
So actually, it was that which the Lord has told to do to Pharaoh. In English, the word order is which.
Yes. Yeah. It's that which the Lord is doing. He has told the Pharaoh. That's what the idea is. That which the Lord is doing, he has told the Pharaoh. That would be the literal translation. The idea is, that which the Lord is doing, what the Lord is about to do, he has told the Pharaoh. In other words, in the dream that you just had, the Lord told you what he's about to do. Okay? The idea? All right. Now he's going to interpret it. Yes, Eric?
No, no.
Oh, no. Peter's next, I guess. Then, yeah, go ahead and let's see how far we'll have you go. Yeah, go to the period there after Cana. Second to last word of the line.
Okay. Shiva ha paro ha toho Shiva shne shava Cana Shiva ha paro haro Shiva shne raav
Okay.
The seven good cows. I'm not sure. Shiva Shene, isn't that seven and two?
No, Shene is years.
Oh.
It's in construct.
The seven good cows. Are 7 years of fullness.
Yes, good. 7 years of fullness.
Cana.
Cana means.
Cana?
No. It's in this place. In this place, which is here. So 7 good years of, or 7 years of fullness in this place.
In this place.
So it's that directional. Yeah, it's that directional.
And then.
What, did they give anything else besides this place for us? Hither or something like that. And the seven evil cows are 7 years of fantasy. Yes, right. Okay. Hina, I think it was spelled just exactly like, just the one that was just exactly like the other. Just not like the other.
Couldn't it be that it means the seven good? Position probably would be strange. The verb must be the right one. The seven cows, those are in general, he says about seven.
Oh, those are. The position would be the problem.
But there's sometimes you have to place those pronouns.
Yeah, that's no thing about it.
I took that with the first two, which is some of the words in the opposition.
Yeah, I think. It would be strange to put away at the end. Those are, although Hebrew does do some strange things. I don't think that's what's being wanted here, though. They're looking for this place, so keep it serious. The idea is, I guess you have to go by the semantics of the word, too. It could be a debate. Maybe somebody could set that in grab about it as a debate. So the forms are identical, I think. So
we have two phrases there, differentiation to each other.
Yeah. Usually when you see a construction like that, you'll see that if it's a pronoun, demonstrative, it'll still appear, or the independent pronoun, it'll appear in front of yourself. The skull appears right at the very end, the last. Use an adverb as a normal verb, an adverb. So that, I guess I would have to just, you know, toss the coin, that would fall on, the weight would fall on that side. The other would be possible, you just have to have an apposition. Then.
Okay.
Any other questions on that? Okay, starting with who there, let's see. We'll just do the whole last sentence, the rest of the sentence.
Who had about a shared Elohim, Ose? Ine, Eva, Sheva, Shanun, Baot, Shaba, Tador, Bukol, Eret, Mitzrayim, Bukanu, Sheva, Shnei, Rahav,
Okay.
That is the word which God is doing, or the matter which God is doing. The whole 7 years are coming, great fullness in all the land of Egypt. Now seven that years will arrive.
Yes. Okay, good. That is the thing which God is doing. The whole 7 years are coming, great fullness in all the land of Egypt. And there will arise seven bad years after them, or after them that will arise. All right, any questions?
Yes, Dave. It's here, Daniel. I think there was a he then treated it like a verb form, or actually a verb form is the imperfect. And then the coming is supposed to be an heritage and an heritage.
Are you talking about the N-A there?
Yeah, I'm on the last line. Or the second last line.
Second last line, okay. N-A, behold.
Yeah.
So forth. Okay.
Then at the end of the line, it's just come.
Oh, yes, okay. Okay, I got you. That's going to come up in the next chapter. The next chapter, we're going to talk about that. But in a clause, rocket, the next word, maybe those are just a word clause. N-A clause is going to be 3%. Okay, N-A clause. Yeah. You'll say it's an A clause plus converted perfect, and you can see an A clause plus disjunctive clause. So those kinds of things will happen, and they do function very similar. So that's probably what's happened there. It's acting like a verbal clause. An A clause will act like a verbal clause, and then you continue the narrative following it. So that's what they have, a converted perfect following that an A clause. I don't know if he just put it there and hoping that you would be able to figure out what it had to be, and then in a later chapter, you know, get the details. That's what's happening. Okay. What, anyone else? I'm glad you caught that. All right, let's go back and do some review here. The chapters that you have on this test, like I said, are all dealing with these irregular verb forms. The 29, we're dealing with one nun in perfect and related forms. And the problem with the imperfect is that the nun has a tendency to slip out and assimilate itself into the next letter. So that's the problem with it. We'll go into it in a moment here. So 29 is one nun. Chapter 30 is one yod. Chapter 31 is three hey. And chapter 32 is hollow verbs. So that's the size of it. There wasn't anything else in these chapters. So it's just nothing but complicated verb forms. And so that's why we decided to go to a different mode on the test, and it's just a matter of translating and recognition.
His translations cover pretty much everything.
What's that?
The translations cover pretty much everything.
Yeah, there's probably one of every feature in here in the translation. That's why they're selected and chosen so that they. That would be a lot of work to choose, though, even having to modify them somewhat, but choosing readings that would give you a lot of information that you've been dealing with in the chapter. I wonder if he had, but he wouldn't have had a computer, but he had long hours of reading, you know, to select things, and then having to edit and change and so forth. So he can switch things out, and in some cases, probably could find a good way to do it, so he had to put a footnote on it. But I think he did a real good job with all that. Now, you know, I was just thinking myself how much work it would be to do that. And I start to appreciate these books, even with a few shortcomings they have. Well, lesson 29, I don't know what to tell you. You've got two types. Yeah, just learn it, I suppose. Just review this so you're just familiar with it. What I would do if I was going to study for this test is just go through and review this information and maybe make a little table, not with a whole paradigm, but listing the peculiar features of each of these. The one known to do this, the one known to do this, etc. And so you pick them up for recognition and pick out what should I watch for. That's the thing to be thinking of. And then, of course, read and make sure you've got good translations of all the sections that we're going to have in the test. So you can look at those. And, I don't want you just to memorize the translation, so you just pick up on the first word, just write it, and then look at it. And I want it to be really a translation. I suppose a person could do that. That's why we try to give a big enough chunk so you can't really. That won't be the easiest way to go. The easiest way will be to learn it and be able to recognize it and translate it. But, of course, you got vocabulary there to consider. Kind of a all something thing.
Yes, I have a question on that. I'm talking to someone not so well.
Mm-hmm.
And on the he's a doctor in pages. I found that what is it called about that for
Christian.
It's just put he doesn't want was not mentioning.
Didn't mention colon by itself for it?
Well, it does occur on poems too, but maybe it doesn't occur always in poems. That may be the problem. Yeah. What was that statement? They listed a bunch of them.
It was 21.
Okay. Listed the poem, wow.
Sure.
Yeah, he doesn't list it. Well, it does happen in this case. It may be that it doesn't happen always. Or you just don't get home in that position very often. So, but it does occur here. So, another thing could be considered, probably wouldn't be in this verse though. If you had a poem while originally, and it was in this defective form, then maybe what's being considered the infinitive construct, maybe you considered a shortened form, a defective form of the infinitive absolute, where you have the poem, And that may have been where it came from. I don't know. It's interesting. But you can trust the form here. Okay. Well, you have see two types there. Colon type imperfect and the pop type imperfect for a one nun. And now follows your example of colon type imperfect, so it's yip pole. And not soft for the other type of imperfect, so the pop type, and you get yip ah. Now notice what's happened in both of these cases. In the imperfect, the nun is gone, and it's represented by a dagesh in the next letter. The yod is just your yod three prefix. So the verb looks shorter, and this is the thing that's going to be tricky. Is that something's missing on it, so it's going to look shorter. So when you first look at that, you may be thinking along the lines of a perfect, that's a one yod, instead of an imperfect, that's a one nun or something like that. So that's the thing you have to watch for. Watch for that dagesh. Later on, when you get to BL, it'll be a little trickier because you're going to see dagesh at the end of the second consonant, second guttural, because of the intensification. Imperative form, nipo, is just soft. So in the imperative, the colon type keeps the nun, the other type loses it altogether, and there's nothing to show for it. The infinitive construct, both of them keep it, and they both get colon type infinitive, the form. So nipo, and nipol, and so on. And then with the suffixes, that's pretty straightforward. No fli and no he. That's got food there and then stays. So in the perfect of both types, the nun is assimilated to the second root consonant throughout the inflection, which is otherwise regular. So now looking at the whole paradigm, nipol, tipol, tipol, tipoli, tipol, etc. The whole rest of the paradigm is regular. Once you know what happens there, then everything else is fine. If you just have closed syllables before and that first syllable, and only a schwa, and it doesn't really affect the pattern for the sound. Verbs with popak imperfects have a short imperative inflected as follows. So the popak type gets this short imperative with the nun gone and no doubling. So just sa, and the optional form is sa, for the masculine singular. Maybe that optional form we talked about earlier, too, with the regular form that group. And it's the Isu and Sana for the rest of the infinitive. Infinitive construct of verbs of perfect, may be in two different types, both of which occur for most verbs, so they get two types. One, a regular form like Nisoa, and a short form with the suffix Sa'a. So you get two types of infinitive constructs. And the next chart on top page 134 goes, for Naga, you get the imperfect Yiga, imperative Ga, infinitive construct Ga'a, or Nagoa, two optional forms for infinitive construct. The second one, the more regular form, the first form, what they call a shortened form. Now, in reality, it doesn't, you know, look much shorter, but still got three letters, but it's considered shorter. And I suppose the sound and so forth, and the penultimate stress is the main thing there. And this one doesn't have suffixes, though. The other one, if you have suffixes, you can use the normal form. Okay, and not ta, they can get ta, just ta, or they get imperative. Ta'a or nitoa, optional form for the infinitive construct. Yeah, just blank means that they never occurs in the suffix.
So they don't plant him.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they don't plant him or her.
My planting.
Or you don't even plant it for that matter. Okay. And for the perfect, we have no perfect form, but Yagash is the imperfect. And Gash and Geshev, Geshtiv is what the suffix is. No normal form for that. You can see now, and that's part of the reason why we're going this route. There's so many holes and gaps and unattested forms and this type of thing. Most of these words don't even have a complete paradigm. So it really doesn't pay to go into that much detail. Okay, there's some special remarks. Note that Yagash is not using the perfect. B, the forms of Nasa, to rise up, which is also a three olive part. Nasa, Yasa, Sa, with the top of Thomas. Here you get three possible forms for the infinitive construct. The A, Faith, or Nisa. Excuse me, Niso. So you get three possibilities there. And the A and Faith is pretty much the same. It kind of depends whether you get a glottal stop in there or not. In other words, you're deciding whether to make the aliquiescent or not. And the A, B is the only suffix form built on that second of these. Then the verb nasan has an imperfect with sari. So nasan becomes yitain, and then tain, tate, kiti. That's one of the. It's not too bad once you catch on to it. Just after a while you see it, then you, I don't know what that is. But if you didn't know, probably something like that, you would have a hard time ever tracking it down to nasan. But because you do see it in pretty common verbs, you get used to it pretty quickly again. Then I think what happens is you see it more often in these forms. And after a while, you see Nathan and you wonder, what's that? You know, this other one needs to give. It's common enough where after a while you won't even worry about that. Then the verb lakak, that behaves as those one nun. The one lama that behaves and thinks it's the one nun.
Okay. Great for it.
Yeah. So the lama assimilates like a nun does. And so you get the same kind of construction there. The doubling of the second root part, E, is causing that the imperfect is given up in some verbs when followed by the goal. That's all you need. It's been followed by Shua, excuse me. And that's all you need is to have some type, not even double. So Yitzu, they will set out, not Yitzu with the Dagesh. So some of them, they just don't do what you expect them to do. And that way, it's real hard to tell what mm-hmm. happened. Where's the nun? It's just gone. No sign of it. Okay, then the full paradigms are given below for these. Just inspect those and notice the differences there and close. All just shorter because of the assimilation of the nun, I guess it makes the bottom line. Then down at the bottom here, this is a note to take note of, the preposition lama appears as lama's comma before infinitive with a stressed first syllable, unless the infinitive is in construct with the following noun. So if it's in construct with some other noun, this won't happen, but otherwise, in the majority of cases, you're going to see it as lama with a comma when you have a stressed first syllable. Now, of course, if it's only got one syllable, then obviously the first syllable is stressed, all for the last syllable, and the last syllable, and it's only one syllable. So that will always have the comma. So, latte, for example, latte, for example, the rest of them, either not just one syllable or an ultimate address.
Okay.
We'll stop there and continue on that tomorrow. We'll start with that. I guess that's it. We're complaining. That's the 30 review tomorrow. That's the part I think it'll be.
He had to run it backwards. He memorized it forward, he had to run it backwards.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
I'm going to drop my car off at his house again.
Okay.
Could you meet me there and drive me back here?
Sure.
Okay. No, like at 1:15.
1:15?
Is that too late for you? Okay, I'll see you at his house at 1:15.
1:15, okay.
Jag har inte sett någon som har gjort det.